Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we'll be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Athena Starr. She is a reverend, a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences. She does this both live and by telephone for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She's a frequent guest on national TV and radio, and she's available for guest speaking, workshops, and sessions media. And so let me welcome Athena. Athena, how are you tonight?
Great, thank you. Great to be back with you.
Yeah, it's great to be back with you too. It's been a long time.
Seems like it, yes. Huh. But time flies.
You've been
here
busy.
We are.
Right. Well, here and now is what counts. So tell us what you've been up to since we last talked.
Oh, doing the sessions and some teleconferences, and took December off, holidays, and January. Everything's just a whiz, isn't it? Time has definitely speeded up since the new year, 2020. Powerful.
Absolutely. Do you have anything special coming up that you want to let the callers know about or the listeners?
Well, I do have the week of the 20th of February. I have a teleconference coming up that week that it's a two-hour one, and if people are interested, they can get in touch with me at my usual information. Did you want me to give that now, or?
Yes, let's give it now and later in the show as well for anybody that tunes in later on.
Okay, so they can contact me directly, and that'll be it to kind of get a leap on the new year energy for what their goals are and their visions for the new year creating. It's a manifesting workshop, 2 hours, and it'll be a good rate. And it'll be that third week in February. So if they get in touch with me at my direct phone number, 808-258-1063, 808-258-1063, or athenastar808@gmail.com. And the website, of course, is just athenastar.com. But the direct email that I just gave, athenastar808@gmail, is the best one. So, and I'm also doing private sessions, and they start at 50 and up, the private sessions, or I can work with people on a sliding scale. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. I just wanted to let the callers know that we do have more than we're going to be able to get to tonight. And so I will have Athena give the contact information again later in the show. It's important that you write that down if you want to have a reading with her. And I encourage you to call her or contact her through her website or her email address, because tonight you're just going to get a very brief reading. And I think that you would benefit a lot more if you contacted her and did an outside reading.
Right. So, and as always, I just want to put out there, David, that as a compliment, if we don't get to people tonight for the few minute session, intro session with them, no more than 5 minutes each, the ones we don't get to, just call me or email me, and I'll still do that free intro session for them. And then they can decide if they want a longer session privately as well, okay?
That's great. I'm glad you mentioned that, Athena. You're very generous in that regard. So keep that in mind, folks, if we don't get to you. And again, this would only apply to first-time callers if you do not get a chance to speak with Athena tonight. So with that said, Athena likes to do a meditation to start us off, and I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay. So we just briefly want to tune in. This is a powerful time of year. Full moon coming up for February. It's always the what's called the Guru Purnima time. It's a time of great transformation and clearing and realigning. And we just had the Chinese New Year on January 25, which is the year of the metal rat, which is the symbol of ambition and honesty and creation. So it's a powerful year for sure, 2020, and many have noticed it's accelerating very quickly. So the meditation tonight as we tune in, just breathing in 7 to 9 counts and releasing, breathing in 7, holding and releasing on 7 counts. It's always a good way to do that. We call in the great central sun, Alpha and Omega, all the Elohim and all legions of light, all the galactic hosts, all the ascended hosts, the angelic hosts, the inner earth legions of light, the Lemurians, the intertribal councils of Indian nations, which I always like to call in all the Indian chiefs. They're wonderful. The whales and dolphin kingdoms, all water kingdoms, all nature kingdoms, elemental kingdoms, linking in with us now through the great central sun. Just feel a spiral of beautiful golden rainbow light pouring through you at the top of your head, down through 12 feet above, pouring through you and into the center of the earth as it moves through all your cellular bodies and all physical, mental, emotional bodies into the center. Feeling the center of the earth as we ground and connect. All joining hands wherever everyone is stationed tonight, wherever they are on the planet, as we link in together in one host, one essence of light, like a maypole of light that pours down through and extends to each one. Calling in... Calling in your mighty I Am presence, your higher essence, God and Goddess self. As you're breathing through, just letting go of all the past from the past year, the stuff we've held on to that's no longer serving, and letting it pour, move through the golden light into the center of the earth, into the pillar of light that's in the center of our circle, and down to the center of the earth. And as we extend this out, extending it out to the entirety of planet Earth in one essence, one, see all the voids, all the dysfunction, all the voids, all the discord in America, America, America. Especially what's going on for our government at this time, and all countries and all continents at one time, simultaneously, this radiant mandala sphere of light pouring through and clearing, realigning all of humanity at once through the solar disk of the etheric I Am. Dissolving all into the golden light of oneness, harmony, peace, love, joy, balance, prosperity, wellness, pouring through, and including all the densities of earth where the earth changes are taking place to minimize all earthquakes, volcanoes, the fires, especially Australia, all the fires, all the discord, all the densities, the storms, calming and transmuting, rebalancing the entirety of planet Earth within its atmospheres and all therein. We can do that. We're doing it right now with all the legions. but simultaneously feeling now the balance restored within yourself. Because guess what? We are one. And when we link in together with the essence of Mother Earth and all therein, and include all souls of humanity, all light workers linking in, a trillion times, 24/7, then that's when the mountains move and all changes and shifts, because we are not separate. We are all empathic, and we all feel what goes on within us and around us and on planet Earth. There we go. Coming back into the center. Feel the rejuvenation within your own being, cellularly, realigning and realizing all that you had on your mind was insignificant in terms of the true essence of who you are, your God and Goddess self. That knows all and sees all. And so it is. We come back into our bodies, feel the oneness and knowing within your, put your right hand over your heart center, and breathing in, knowing and seeing the visions of your own life that are opening before you for this new year, your goals and visions, but they are linked in with the entirety of all of humanity in this way. All is possible. So let us come back, and we give thanks and praise to all that help are with us at this time. Amen.
Thank you, Athena. That was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to take some calls?
Sure.
I just want to remind the callers that you should only ask one question, and please respect Athena's time. We're going to move through you as quickly as possible. And our first caller is Yvonne, and Yvonne, you are live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, go ahead, Yvonne.
Hi. Okay, my question is, do you see me receiving my SSI benefits? From Social Security?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Do you see me receiving my SSI benefits?
Okay. And our, what state are you in?
California.
Okay. Yes, I am. I'm getting you're going to be receiving them. You may have to make some other, they may have come back with some other, some question or more information or something like that. At least one more request for information. But yes, you are going to. I would say within 30 days. Yeah. Within 30 days.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Yvonne.
Thanks.
Good night, honey. Okay, we're going to move on in just a minute. The studio is operating slowly, as it sometimes does. Kim is next, and Kim is live. Hi, Kim.
Hello, thank you.
Yes,
welcome.
Go ahead. What state are you in?
Can you tell me? Ohio.
Okay.
What can you tell me about a new committed love for my life?
What does that mean? Do you have a name of someone you want to ask about, or?
No, I'm single. I was hoping for a committed person who's also single.
That's nice. You're specifying it up front. That's good.
Yeah.
Many people are not specific enough, you know? A new committed love, yes. Okay. Hold on a second. Not laughing at you, but smiling with you.
Thank you.
Because we know why you're saying that.
Yeah.
Mhm. So, yeah, he is coming in this year, they're saying. You still have a little more tuning up to do, but you're doing well with that. You're preparing yourself. You're stepping into the knowing of it and affirming it and knowing that, just move into the energy that he's already with you because he's in your energy field. So I would, time-wise, spirit doesn't, we don't like to do time, but it is this year for sure, and it feels like it's within 6 months. It could be a little more, but or a little less. It's up to you and him. You're both preparing for that. He's looking for you, too. I feel like he meditates, and he's looking for you. So you're going to match with that, and you're going to magnetize that because you've also made a decision within yourself that you're not going to accept anything but the full qualities of what you want and on all levels. So that's a good thing. And that he is a partner that you've known before in two or three other lifetimes, they're saying, very aligned spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, which is the best. It's the best of the best. And so people are looking for their soulmates and this and that and whatever. Many old souls have had many, many soulmates. So it's not the one soulmate, but he is the life partner, divine life partner, that's what I call him, that is more aligned with you for this, for a long-term partnership in this life. And I see you playing together, working together, in a sense, doing projects together that you would like to do, activities, and some travel together as well. And yes, beautiful. And it will be, and you will know it. You'll feel it in your whole being. And so will he. So it's a beautiful thing. And it's time for that for you. So it's coming together. Many of these unions are coming together now, more promptly in this year and in the coming years soon, because the vibrations are there. It has to do with the vibrations of the planet, the vibrations of people and their evolution. You weren't ready before, he wasn't. Now you are. So it's very good. And you'll know him by his eyes. They're saying when you look into his eyes, you'll know. In the touch of his hand, you will know. And he's all that you've wanted. Okay? And we have more on that, but if you call for a private session sometime, we'll go in more with that, about that. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice reading, isn't it, Kim?
Yes, beautiful.
Well, have a good night, and God bless, honey.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Okay, that was a nice reading. I liked that very much, Athena, and I liked what you had to say about how it's happening more and more for all of us at
yeah.
this point in time.
Yeah.
Donna is next. And Donna, you are live.
Hi. Yes, thank you. Hi, Athena. I'm from California. And my
yes.
question is pretty... Hi. My question is pretty much on the same lines. I'm interested in getting into a relationship with a male and, you know, long-term, and I wanted to know if... What are you feeling on this, please?
How old you are?
I'll be 66 in April.
Okay. But you keep yourself much younger than that, so that's good. Your essence is young.
I look younger, too. Yeah.
Yeah. 40.
You.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
That 60 is the new 40. Did you know that, everybody? Yep. Mm-hmm. So there you go, and you just figure it all out from that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So all that's... let's see here. Hold on. Yeah, he is close. It's the same. Okay, it's similar in the sense of
okay.
he's also looking for you. I just picked him up in your aura. So he's looking, I mean, meditating and wanting a connection with you. He's not that far away from you. He is in California. There's a real knowing. And I see you just like two peas in a pod. You've been brother and sister before and partners before, they're saying, in ancient Lemuria. So there's a real knowing there between you. You know what Lemuria is, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Because usually California people know. I mean, okay.
I've
so Lemuria, Lemuria, you can Google it. Lemuria was ancient civilization before Atlantis. And you're in that area. Chicago to Philippines is what was known as ancient Lemuria. It was a continent. it ended up getting tidal waves and got and disappeared, but the people were very, we were very evolved. So we were like translucent, we teleported, telepathic. Okay, so bottom line is it was a long time ago, ancient time frame.
Okay.
And you were together in that life, which shows us that you have a high, strong spiritual connection and alignment, so you are will be very telepathic with each other and connected. And you're meant to do higher work in this life, like a foundation and some type of charitable thing and helping others. And so the two of you are coming together to do that. And you'll know that. You'll feel like, oh, he's like my other half. He's been preparing this and doing this, and he's like what I needed to do what I wanted to do and blah, blah, blah. So it's beautiful. It's a beautiful union. So it's worth waiting for, they're saying. And they know it. Your guides know that. All your angels know that. The masters, it's like it was worth waiting for, and you know what they mean. And
yeah.
I get time for, they're not showing me the time frame, but he's in your aura, so I feel like it's not far away. It's going to be at a gathering of other spiritual people around when you meet him. There's other metaphysical people, and it's joyous and wonderful, and you'll just connect in that way. You'll just, both of you will kind of feel it and know it. And it's been a long time coming in this life, you feel, but yet it was like deja vu, like no time, no space. And he's all the qualities. He has to be because he's like your other half. Again, spiritual, mental, emotional alignment. So it's a strong partnership union, and you'll be doing great things together. And it will. That's what I'm seeing. So I would say it's feels like it's by or before the summer. Let go of the timing on it because it could be next week, next month. There's no time and space on it, but. You won't miss him. You'll be guided to go to that when you are to meet him, is what I'm getting. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. You've made my day. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I never know what's coming through, but that's what's coming through. It's not that I'm seeing a vision, but rather the masters are bringing that information through for you. Okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yes, and then...
Nice to hear your voice, Donna.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night, honey.
Oh, they don't have to hang
I
up,
like
right? They just...
They're still connected. She's still connected.
Okay.
She's not live anymore. But I loved
okay.
what you were saying about the new 60. that's
yeah.
very encouraging.
Yeah, that's what we say in Florida.
I'll take it. I'll take 40.
Yeah. It goes to New York, too. Yeah, 60 is the new 40.
Yeah. Okay. Well, did I hang up too quickly, Athena?
No. We'll go on to the next. Yeah, it's cool.
Okay. Sharon is next. And Sharon, you're live.
Hello. Hello, Athena. How are you?
We're good. Thank you. And yourself?
Good. No. Oh, good. I'm Sharon calling from the state of Ohio. That makes it easier for you. And we're going to change gears a little bit. I am interviewing and looking for a job. Do you see me getting an offer in the near future soon? How's that?
Okay. And what type of position are you looking for?
I'm kind of like in banking, administrative, finance, investments, insurance.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
health
that's
benefits,
wonderful.
The whole nine yards.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a great background because you've done a lot on your, and you'll make that's and you'll see why because this new position is gonna it will all of that will come in fortify what you're going to be doing. It'll
okay.
be like bringing it all to the table. So you've been applying. I feel like you've been searching. All the different
I'm on my
sites,
third
right?
Month. Oh,
what?
Yeah, I'm going, and a recruiter. And, you know, it's so funny. There was a great job out there with a recruiter, and they'll let you get, and they didn't want to pay the fee. That's what happened. It's just, I don't even want to go into it. I've had so many unusual situations. But anyhow, would you pick it
okay.
up for me? And thank you.
Yeah. So, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Right? Is she
still there? Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I thought you said enough for me. Okay. Oh, I said.
Yeah, for me yakking. I'm going to let you talk. That's what I meant.
Okay. So. Okay. So, yeah, so that wasn't quite the right one, and you're right, but what they call headhunters, have you done a full wide search for headhunters or recruiters and all of that?
Oh, yes, okay. But a lot of times they don't want to pay the fee for the kind of job that I have, you know, but go on, yeah.
Okay, let go of that, what you just said.
Okay.
Start letting go of that. That there are tons and tons of companies out there that will, the fee is no option, no problem for the caliber level that you are, the executive that you are, and the abilities that you have, and you are the best for the highest and best position that's available. So start changing your mind talk already when you're meditating or doing any YouTube video things. Just visualize, yes, there's tons of companies. The fee is nothing. It's minimal. It's nothing compared to what they're going to be receiving. So start doing that. Because I'm getting you just haven't. I get headhunters, recruiters. There's some you haven't found yet. They're saying do a wider search for headhunters and recruiters and that kind of name, that type of thing. And you're going to sit on and ask Saint Germain and Mother Mary and Christ when you're doing that to help you search, help with that search, do a meditation on it. And you're going to find just the right source. There's one in particular, and they're going to be able to find the position. And the fee will be no option. That's what I'm getting. Also, of course, you've probably gone on Indeed.com and all those sites too, right, to see what's out there?
Absolutely. And recruiters.
Thing, yeah. They're saying leave no stone unturned, but also approach companies in your area that you would love to work with or corporation, even if you don't – just hear what I'm saying. It's a blanket search. Even if you don't know – they have an opening. Contact their HR. Find out who is the key contact. Explain a brief summary of who you are. And a lot of times they have something coming up. You don't know about it. It hasn't been advertised. And you're in the right place at the right time. And you go personally and deliver your cover letter and thing to them. And that also opens doorways. It's called blanket search in the personnel industry. Okay?
Okay.
So do that as well.
Can you pick up a timing? Is it in your aura, or anything?
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Now that we've said all of that, they're saying leave no stone unturned. Clean slate, just almost like start over with new searches and then make a list of at least five top companies that you'd love to work with in your – that would have jobs like what you're looking for, positions, and contact them directly. And don't be afraid and speak to them and to the HR contact, the person, not some secretary, but the HR person that would receive your resume. And a lot of times they will say, come in, because we will have something coming up. Now, I'm getting it's fuzzy as to timing, but it feels like by or before March. Middle of March. Now, Mercury goes retrograde February 18th through March 9th, which sometimes slows things down. But you've already started this, so you've started your searching, so it shouldn't affect it too much. But if things are delayed or whatever, don't get dismayed. Middle of March, April 1st at the latest, but it doesn't feel like it goes to April. It feels like it's 30 days to 45 days, that's what I'm kind of getting. Let go of the timing because they're saying just know the right one is already lining
just
up for you, and it is what you want. It's at a very – it's all of – it's beyond what you expect, and it's – all of what you've done is going to come to that – you're going to see, oh, that's why I have all these capabilities because they're going to love your background, okay? And
you're
it's
so
good
sweet.
Benefits, advancement – capability, all of that. It's top level, okay?
I'll give you a little tip. They don't let you call human resources anymore, but you can talk to them on LinkedIn. You can get a hold of the HR department, and they will not take phone calls, just to let you know. But that was great advice. I go on LinkedIn, and I get a hold of them. And by email, by messaging, yeah.
Oh, good.
That's what I'm saying. But I haven't
done
that. Good
girl. You already figured that out. Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you so much. I didn't mean to take up your time, David. I'm sorry to answer that question, but you can get to your next
call.
No,
no problem, Sharon. No.
The
spirit was willing, and I'm glad you called in. Best wishes to you. What's that?
Thank you.
Let me know how that works out for you. I'd love to hear. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's give your contact information again, Athena, because there have been several other callers that have called in, and that would be good for people to get from you.
Right. If we don't get to any intro session tonight, feel free to call me at 808-258-1063. I'm in Florida, and I will also do a complimentary intro session with people that don't get in tonight. AthenaStar808@gmail. That's AthenaStar, 1R, 808@gmail. Or the website, AthenaStar.com. But I gave you that email because that's my private email. I look at that one much more. And we'll be happy to work with you. Thank you, David. Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah. And I hope everybody took the number down, because we have way more people than we're going to be able to get to. Terry is next, and Terry, you're live.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. How are you, Athena?
Good, Terry. And what state are you in?
I'm actually in New York, but moving to New Jersey.
Okay.
So this is my question. Okay. So right now I'm focusing on myself. Like I said, I'm moving to New Jersey. I have a job, and I also plan on looking for a new job later in the spring. So after I get all of my ducks in a row, you know, do you see me going into a permanent relationship in the next year? I don't talk to, like, for example, people in the neighborhood or, like, where I live or – but I just wanted to see, do you see me going into anything permanently?
You mean into a relationship with a man, a partner?
With a guy, a man. Uh-huh, permanently, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
That's all right. We have to ask sometime. Okay, so you mean going in, well, first of all, yeah.
No rush, taking time.
So that move will be good
for
you, and I feel like your community you're going to a better community, and I see you starting to have more social connections, like in the community, like social, I don't mean going to bars and stuff, but things that you're going to start doing that where there's other new people that you're going to meet and stuff, like you've put on I think you have a list of things in your mind or on paper that you activities you'd like to do, but you just haven't done them because you put it off, right?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So they're saying they're kicking you in the butt. Your angels are kicking you in the butt, and they're saying, start doing them now. Just make one at a time. Every week, do something different or join a new this or put it and mark off something off your list every week. Start doing those things to get out in the community and push yourself, because it's easy for all of us, light workers included, to become recluses,
mm-hmm.
where it's more comfortable to just, you know, close yourself off and go out once in a while, do things, but stay because you want to stay in your own little sanctuary or temple or whatever because it's more comfortable. But we are on the earth, and there is wonderful gifts and things to learn and share with out there in the world, both giving and receiving. So start doing that, but it's easy to become a recluse, especially if you've been in New York City. Is that where you were?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's why, because there's always this fear thing of, you know, stay in your cage because you never know who your neighbors are and blah, 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 you know. And it's true because it's become quite a, mm-hmm. what I understand, I haven't been up there in many, many years. Even when I went once, I was terrified just walking down the streets. So it is, so you're going to a new environment. It will be, it just open up to more trust, and that's what you start working on. But just one at a time, one step at a time. Every week, make an
yes.
agreement with yourself. And that, in that way, yes, you are going to meet someone new. In your circles, they're saying, in your circles, you're going to meet someone new that is aligned, compatible, fun, going out and having fun, a new friend, more than one friend,
yeah.
male and female. But I am getting yes. So they're showing me a flash here of the summer, July, August, September. I see you arm in arm with someone near the water. So it's like you're going to the coast or the water, and you're walking with someone along the beach at sunset. So, yeah, it looks like definitely that relationship's coming in this year, and it's, again, very compatible, aligned, and good potential that for you. So, yes, and you'll also feel freer and more to yourself, coming back to yourself and not so, it's a good move for you. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Thank you so much. I'm taking all of the advice. Thank you.
Good girl. Check back with us. We'll be following up with you.
Right.
Okay.
I will. Thank you.
I love your laugh, Terry.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for blessing us tonight. Good night, Terry.
Okay.
Okay. Michael is next. And Michael, you're live.
Hey, thanks, David. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi, Athena.
Yep, hello.
Hi, I'm in Nevada, and I had lunch with a friend of mine who was who lives in Costa Rica, and she's in town actually going back tomorrow. And she said I should just pick up and move there, and I want to get your feel about that.
Are you moving there because of your friend or just because you want to?
No. Because ultimately, even back when I was in commercial finance at the crash, I had $800 million in two loans going, and I was going to make about $5.5 to $6 million. And, of course, everything happened. And that didn't happen, but I was in talks to talk. I was talking to realtors in Costa Rica, and it's been one of those things that I've wanted to do for a while. And I just kind of, you know, got things going
yeah.
here in Vegas. And there might be, I don't know if there's opportunity there or not, but it would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful energy there. And you've been there before, yes?
No, I've never been.
Oh. Well, I don't think you should pick up and move without visiting first, though, because I see you visiting there. Sometimes we don't know if it's present, I mean, past or future. I'm seeing you visit first. Yes, it has pro and con, but it's also okay, hold on. Yeah, it would be a whole different world for you, different vibrations, energy. You'd still have your world connections and your networks that you have because you're very good in business. Go and visit, see how it feels. There's some, the con, as soon as you said that, I got this flash of of hurricanes and stuff, you know. So.
Well, that's the great thing about Costa Rica. Central America doesn't get hurricanes.
Okay. Because there was something that went through there last year. I don't know what it was, but some type of storm. Whatever it was. Okay. Hold on. But otherwise, but there's something about earth change. I don't know what that means. When you said it, earth change is connected with it. But overall, vibrationally, energetically, and the connection there would be good for you. They're saying visit first, of course, that would make sense to do that.
Yeah.
And get a feel of it. but look at the pro and con all thoroughly with it, and there might be some things you find that, because just living there is different in the sense of it's a little slower, there's, you know, it's an island, whatever. You would be there a while, but I don't feel like you'd live there like a long, long time. It'd
okay.
be, so is it possible you could just still have a place where you are and then also live there for a while, or is that not possible?
Right now that's not possible, but, I mean, definitely when I get a few things up and running, yes, that I guess that would
okay.
excuse me, that would be possible.
Sure. So, but definitely the vibrations would be excellent for you, and she was right on that. Vibrationally,
oh,
things will happen more for you in your life because you're in a higher frequency there.
Yes.
And then that for that reason, yes. But you won't be there a long, long time, they're saying. And
okay.
go and visit first, and that's the answer that's coming through. But, and thank you for bringing that, you know, tuning in on that, because you're on the right track with it. They're saying there is something there pulling you, calling you to go there. And you've been there in some other time frame, I think. But yeah, Vegas, you're kind of outliving, in any event, you're outliving where you are. You're,
yes,
you're not supposed
I agree.
To be there too much longer. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thanks, David.
Thanks for calling, Michael. Yeah, you're welcome. Good night and God bless.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now we're moving on to area codes, people that I have not spoken to before the start of the show. And the first one is area code 310. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Brittany, and I'm calling from California like everyone else.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi. And my question is, Athena, I just broke up with my now ex-boyfriend, and I just wanted to see what your what spirit has to say in regards to this situation, what you're picking up surrounding it.
Mm-hmm. And what's his name?
His name is Justin.
Yeah, that was the right move. This is a powerful, you know how many people I've talked to in January especially, they've broken up with their partners and that they've been with for a while or from, you know, through the holidays or whatever. It's not just the holidays, but it's, yeah, because there's such a huge frequency shift in this new year and it's rising. And even coming up to this full moon and then March, the equinox of March, is a powerful shift again vibrationally for the whole planet. It's new octaves and so much, you know, that's why. So when we're in relationships like you were connection with, that other person's not moving in the same wavelength as you or vice versa, that's what's happening, is they're breaking up. So it's the right decision for you. I do feel you made the right decision. There's also some elders in spirit here with you, like in addition to the angels we're working with and all the legions that are beaming in with us tonight. There's so many legions around us tonight. It's like standing room only, if you can envision that. So there's some elders, like grandmothers or something around you that are saying, yes, yes, she did the right thing. Tell her she did the right thing. We guided her. So he is not of the integrity level that you would want or deserve. There was some hidden things. He's not, and that's okay. That's where he is on his path, but he's not in full integrity. I don't know how to say it any other way. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, meaning he had other women is what you're saying.
Yes. Well, he is not trustworthy. He's not honest with you. It's not always that he has other women, but he's looking around all the time, or when he's going out and doing something, he's not doing what he said. He is not satisfied. He's what we'd say, immature. He's immature.
Yes.
So he's not there yet where he wants a full one aligned partnership of what you are looking for and deserving in your life. And you'll know that when you meet that partner. So you did the right thing. It's, yes, there's a missing there from both of you. There's a thing of, oh, you know, want to get back together, do we the right thing. You did the right thing, they're saying, and there is someone else that is coming into your life a little later this year. I would say summer to fall time. It could be sooner. Don't feel like you need – this is a personal growth time for you. You're evolving.
Mm-hmm.
You're a light worker. And the partner, you're going to – same thing like what we were talking about earlier. It's going to be very aligned with you, and you're meant to do higher-level work. So don't feel like you – I'm missing the boat or whatever. And Justin is has very good qualities. He's a lot of personality, all of that, very smart. But he's not. He's like your brother. He's more like your little brother. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so don't feel bad, and you keep busy with other things, so you don't let that void fill, you know, you fill up that void with new activities, new things, new friends, and don't, you know what I'm saying, and call us again. I'll do some inner work with you to help release the cords, to help you move on from this, okay, because you don't want to keep getting hurt. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Best wishes, Brittany.
Thank you.
Okay, area code 951, you're next. What is your first name, please?
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling in. Hi, David.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Good, good. Well, I was wondering, I had a question about work. Do you think that I'm going to be going back to the same job I had or a new job?
Okay, and what... May I ask the type of position that, well, I don't see the details of what type of work it was?
Security.
Security?
Yep.
National security? National security?
Just private security. Private security.
Okay.
Smart guard. Smart guard. Different post.
Okay. If it's security, David, we're going to have to get a special clearance, right?
Yeah, top secret.
Okay. Oh boy, we can have some jokes about that, but we'll move on from
that. It's I don't know if it's such a good position anymore. The world seems to be really uptight, you know.
Yes. Yeah. So you're like a security guard in with a corporation or things like that.
It's a private security, and they have different accounts. You know, fire watches and, you know, malls or, you know, kind of like not so much malls, but just shopping centers and stuff, you know. And
okay.
One was really bad. They said that the drug dealers pulled guns on the security guards, so you can't mess with the drug dealers. Believe it or not, and that they didn't tell me that. I found that out after they...
Mm-hmm.
And one guy questioned me.
Mhm. Yeah, it isn't easy. Anyway, that's your specialty, but I can't help but getting that there's something else. Have you gone like on those websites, you know, Indeed.com, and there's many of them, and just done
it. I haven't really been looking for work. I looked for a few jobs for kind of like the state and stuff. I applied for the park ranger. And
yeah.
I scored really high on that, and that was kind of a state job or a county job, so that may have had, you know, more benefits, you know, and that kind of thing, and, you know, better insurance and all that. And I just kind of found out that, you know, I got the clearance to go back to work, I think, on the 6th. I think it's the 7th today, so, you know, I'm just kind of going, well, wait a minute, I'm up in the wave here. I don't know which way I'm going.
Okay, so I feel like when you said the state or you have to wait the once
Park
you
Ranger?
Apply for that.
Park Ranger one? I kind of see me getting that. I applied for that about Thanksgiving, but, you know, it takes them a long time to.
Yeah, it does
you know,
take a while, but you are going to be selected. So in the meantime, if you have to go back to work, then so be it. But you are going to get that. I would also encourage you, I'm getting to brainstorm on Indeed.com or those kind of things, and look for other, just brainstorm on different types of positions that you would also qualify for, because there's a lot that you would, not security guard, but something else.
What about self-employment at all?
Right. Like alarm systems or cyber security or things like that.
No,
alarm.
It might be more like metaphysics and that kind of thing. Astrology. I do astrology and stuff. So, you know,
oh, well, yeah. That's a whole other right level, because I got that you're a very old soul. You could be doing that on the multiple, not just on the side, but eventually they're said you're meant to be doing light work in this lifetime, but you are doing your work no matter where you are. But they're guiding you to something that's a little softer and a little lighter energetically. The park ranger
might be a lot more fun. I'm thinking the next job might be a lot more fun. And sometimes the security job is too serious, and you know, people give you a hard time, and you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So astrology, if you have that background, then yeah, you could be doing sessions for people. And it's simple as, you know, getting a website, but also being online with, you know, psychic lines or astrology lines that want people that have the astrology background. But a lot of people just do it on their own. And yes, you could. It takes some time and invest, but you should do it, they're saying, because start doing it part-time on your days off, and then it'll evolve more. And before you know it, within a year, you'd be able to just be doing that. But definitely you're going to get the park ranger thing. And I also get, like, you in an office doing something with security, but you're in an office, and it's
could
very good.
Dispatch,
very,
right?
That's
could
like another like state or county job or something.
Oh, not for the company I'm working for. Do you think the company I'm working for is going to let me go? Because they said the other day, he goes, well, you going to come back to work, or are you going to call it quits? I've just been off for a medical thing for 3 months, and you know, and they were calling me. They called me the first day after the surgery. I said, "Are you coming to work this weekend?"
Yeah, they're not too right, but
they're not
conscious is what it is. So it's hard on you, but you shouldn't be working where your life is in danger. That's for sure, because that's not good for your energy.
Yeah. The homeless pick up bricks, you know, when I go tell them, I say, hey, man, you know, I hope you guys get a place and everything, you know, homeless are, it's crazy here in California, you know, so, you know, I mean, then they set down the bricks and, you know, we start talking, you know, because I don't try to, some guards will throw all their stuff out and, you know, the other guards take pictures of it, and I got fired with paintball guns. These guys were around Big Five, they took back a gun and they have paintballs and but so it's pretty dangerous, I think, here in Sacramento. But
anyway, it feels like you're going through a transition, and you.
Yeah.
If you need that job in the meantime to go back, then you need to do that. But in the meantime, they're saying look for other positions, because something else within the next 2 months, something else is either the park. They're working for the state, the county. Keep applying for those jobs, because that's where you're going to end up. And I kind of feel like you're going to be doing either office work or something that's lighter that you're not so pulled by. And then the astrology, definitely go start doing that on your own. And you're going to do well with that. But just see yourself moving away from that type of work. The security guard is not your,
okay,
that's not
super.
Your path. Okay.
I'll let you get to the other callers. Thank you so much. Thanks, David.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Nathaniel. Okay, take care.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take one more caller, and that's going to be it for the night. Our next caller is area code 703, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
And where are you
from? Virginia.
Okay. Go ahead, Andrea.
Well, my question is, I was adopted, and I have met my birth side on my mother's side. I know that biological side of the family. Been trying to find my father's side, and I recently did all those DNA tests, and between a search angel and relatives and the name, I kind of come up with what I think is my biological side or my father's side, and so I've contacted that side. Do you think it's the right side, or am I like barking up the wrong tree?
Okay, I'm not sure I understand what you just said, but
the person that I contacted, do you think it is the right person that I reached out to, or do you think that it's the wrong person I should keep looking?
Oh, okay. So you found them through your research in documents, like legal documents and everything?
Well, the DNA through Ancestry and 23andMe and some other family relatives and some a name that I had. So, I matched with a lot of people because I didn't even know I had relatives. So I reached out to them, and first they said they believed that I was, you know, related to them, and then all of a sudden they came back and said no. So I think they're kind of lying, but I don't know. In my gut, I feel it's the right person, but I don't know.
Okay. So you reach out to this man. You think he's your father. How did you reach out to him?
Well, I actually sent him a letter. Someone called for me. I reached out to his nieces and nephews through Facebook that some live in Israel, some live out here. And they were very open to, you know, the possibilities. And now they said that their relative is on 23andMe that we don't match, but they wouldn't give me a name. So I don't think they're really truthful.
Yeah.
But
okay, so the first name of the man that you've reached out to that hasn't quite responded to you yet?
Paul.
And where is he?
Massachusetts. That's where I was born.
And he has not responded. And he's the one you feel...
No.
Okay. Is might be your...
Right, my biological
father.
I didn't know
you could... DNA in me. I didn't know you could find...
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That people can find their biological parents and stuff. Okay. Hold on. I got to double check this because that's a very serious question. It's not something you just.
Yeah.
Hold on.
My psychic intuition says it's the right person. That's what my own guides say.
So just take 3 deep breaths and just neutralize your energy, please. Just take some deep breaths. Just go into open space. I'm not getting 100%, but I'm getting a high potential on that answer. So I get, in questions like that, I'll get low potential, medium, high, and I'm getting a high potential. And if not, he will lead you to it. He is a relative. If he's not your father, he is related. And I do feel I'm getting a high potential. That's what I'm going to say. And probably I could help you more in private on that situation. But so don't give up on it. Keep working on it. Keep visioning it. But remember, you are connected with God. You're infinite. And many people that know their biological family don't even want to talk to them for years.
I know.
Because they brought them into this life, but they're not always the ones that are meant to be with them their whole life because they're all different and they're certain. We come into families for learnings, for lessons, and then when that's learned or completed, the karma, then we move on. And so be blessed. Don't feel like you're something less than or whatever because you haven't found your, you know, don't do, that's the lesson there too. You're evolving and you're whole within yourself and you're beautiful, you're a light worker. And you're on your path, so you're doing very well, sweetie. But I do get a high potential. Not sure he wants to respond.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's what we're getting, okay?
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in tonight.
You're welcome. Okay,
yes,
bye.
Thank you, Andrea. Best wishes to you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Okay,
David,
well, that's a wrap. Yes.
Yep. I was just going to say, if you had one more, I feel like there's one more I should do, but if we need to go, that's fine.
No, we can do one more. I recognize this phone number, This is area code 917, and you're live. What is your first name? 917? Okay, that must not be the one we're supposed to get. Okay, we'll try 775. Thank you for being patient. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Wendy from Sacramento. Thank you so much.
Hi, Wendy.
God bless. Hi, Athena.
Yes.
And you too.
Oh, God bless you. My guardian angels are working overtime. Athena, I've had a back issue that's put me off work for over 2 weeks, and I'm scheduled to go back on the 21st of February, but I'm suspecting that maybe my time will be extended off. I spoke to my boss yesterday. She appeared very supportive and kind and understanding. I just want to know, will I be able to keep my current job at least through October of this year? I'm trying to build up my Social Security.
Because you're what with your Social Security?
Yes, the longer I wait, the more it goes up. So I'm hoping to work at least through October of this year.
Okay. You mean you're off until March 1st, right? Because we just went through February 1st. You mean March 1st?
No. I'm off until February 21, but I'm suspecting it might be extended. Maybe my doctor will tell me that I need more time. And I think my supervisor is supportive. I just want to know, do you see me being able to keep my job at least through October of this year?
Okay, what's her first name?
Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, Wendy.
No, no, sweetie. Your supervisor's first name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Her name is Darla. D-A-R-L-A.
Okay. Let's see. Yes. Either way, yes. I feel I'm getting you'll be almost complete by the 21st, but if he needs to extend it to the end of the month, it will be allowed. It's not they're going to be jumping up and down about it, but it would be approved is what I'm getting. So you can keep visioning that and sending light and love to your boss and all of that in the meantime. But also the healing. But you want to be, you know, fully strong when you're ready to go back. Either way, yeah, you'll be fine until October, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if I want to go a little bit beyond October, like maybe February of 2020, would I make it that long with my work? I mean, February 2021.
They're kind of expecting you to leave by the end of the year, your boss, right, your people.
No, they're not. They have no idea that I'm even thinking about leaving.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe they, I don't know, maybe that they're wanting you to, I don't know. Because they see that, never mind. Okay, it's just that, they're happy with your work. There's no sabotaging going on. And as long as you keep positive light on everything, what you're doing, that's good. It's just that they're thinking that you're going to retire soon or something at the end. There's a thought form of that. It doesn't matter. So, yes, it possibly could go to February, but for some reason I'm feeling like by the end of the year you're going to, like, say, that's it, I'm done. You know, that's what I'm seeing by the end of the year. Up to you. So, yeah, I'm getting yes either way, but
okay.
It feels like you're going to Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to tell me goodbye. It'll be my option, my choice.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I can go to February 2021 if I so choose.
Yes, it feels like that at this time, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. So, but it feels like you personally will be completing by the end of the year. You're just going to make that choice. That's what I'm getting also. So just turn it over. It's fine. But either way, yes, you're protected in that way at that job. And thanks for calling in tonight.
Hello.